Tacoma Foster, and my job here today really is to just listen as you share your story or memory, whatever it is about Goldsboro or surrounding community you'd like to share. The only thing I ask is that when you start your story, this is your name, when you start your story, if you give us your name,
okay,
and then you can go right into your story. I may ask a couple of follow-up questions, but really my goal is to just listen. So I'm not supposed to react, and I'm definitely not supposed to interject, okay. Even though it's a little hard to do. So I'm just want to let you speak and have your way.
Okay.
And then as when you wrap up, however you wrap up, if I have any follow-up questions, I'll ask them.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, my name is Gwendolyn Green. I'm a senior here at Westside Mentor and Velma Williams Center. And I don't know too much about Goldsboro because I'm from Georgia. We've been here about 20 years. Retired. We retired when my husband retired from the military. We came to Florida. But as I listen and come to the meetings, I learn more and more about Goldsboro. So my story is today is our trip. So we, the seniors and the children, we just took a trip, a civil rights tour. Trip. They took one before that, but we took it with the children. It was amazing to see, you know, and learn all the stuff that we learned about slavery and you know, all the stuff that we learned about. We were at a place in Little Rock. We went to Little Rock, which is that school is amazing. Little Rock Central High School, oh man, that is school is amazing, the things that she told us about the children and how they support them and all, and have different nationalities of children. We went to the, what really got to me, and it's still with me, and I'm not over it. I'm not, it's hard to talk about it when you see the Emmett Till story. That was the hardest part of the trip, and it was almost the last part. That was that Thursday. Everybody was just so taken. The kids were taken too. But before we went to this museum, I'm trying to think what's the name of the museum. Anyway, the museum we went with a slave ship, where they were putting the slaves on a ship. The kids kept asking, "Why are they in diapers?" You know, and they couldn't understand it. We explained it. The children were very attentive. We had a 9-year-old in there, and he just asked all kind of questions. He was just in awe of everything. He's like, "This, you know, this stuff is scary, you know." So, and they all were. You had that feeling, that eerie feeling, and we all got that eerie feeling with Emmett Till. So, just to think that people could be that. I mean, you know, that was evil. I'm going to say evil just to think they could be that evil to a person, you know, and he was a child, you know. So, and when we went and saw, you know, it's just, I couldn't even sleep. We all been talking about it because it was just horrible, a horrible fact to know. And to think when they took him from his home, they took him back to the place we went to his museum, they had beaten him, and blood was dripping out the truck. The man told the story about the blood dripping out the truck and stuff. They had already beaten him, but didn't bite him over. And then Mr. Britt took us down this long road. We went down this long road, nothing but cornfields, dirt road. And we just going forever, but I guess we had to find the sign. And it was, that was a scary thing, because we're out there, all African-Americans. We're out there on that dirt road. Nothing, no weapon. And we kept thinking like, oh, we don't have a weapon. Something happened. Well, we're going to have, everybody has to jump on one person. You know, everybody, we just going to have to defend ourselves some kind of way. But that road was scary going down that road to take us all the way to the bridge where they threw him, where he was down there. We think they threw him off the bridge. They didn't say that, but they did say something about a bridge. But to take us all the way down, deep down in there, back behind it, was like, you know, everybody was like, oh, what are we going to do if somebody come out of these woods with guns? But it was, you know, but the Lord is always with you. When you pray, we always prayed. When we went on this, on the trip, we always prayed. you know, and we know the Lord was with us because we did. It's just like I'm still. Every time I think about it, I start to wake up and cry a little bit because it's just not, you know, it didn't seem real, but it happened. And for them to have a fan like that, big as that, tied around his neck to keep him down in the water, it's just, as us seniors, we felt some kind of way. We all talked about it, you know, and the children were amazing because they were very attentive. Like I said, they wanted to know why, and they had their questions. And so when Britt asked us about how we felt, you know, we always had a summary of what we saw and what we heard and stuff like that. They all had something to say about it. It's like they couldn't understand it. Now, this town that we went in about the children, well, we're going to send some books. We want to get together and send some books to the town, Sumner, and we can get people to help us out to send some books because they don't even have a library there. You know, a town with no library. It's just like a, you know, no library. They don't have a library. They have a school, but they don't have a library. You know, so that's about all I got to say. The Emmett Till thing just really got to me. Yes.
Together so that young people can talk to them, even if they weren't there. That was really a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would be the impact of these young people?
I think it will help the other children to understand the level of respect. Because the prejudiceness is still here. And what they saw, the other kids here, they would never see that unless they go on a trip. But I think it's very informational, very educational for them to know. And I'm going to say this, if these kids, they still got this white and black thing going on. These children, they will know how to deal with stuff. They would learn how to deal. Maybe they would learn how to deal with stuff. And I don't know if they could really, they could explain it to them, but I don't know if their children would listen. But it's better for them. Like, you know, we told them, go in your classroom, you stand and let them know, you know, because sometimes classrooms, they ask you, what did you do this summer? And so that would be something for them to share. And then maybe we can get more children. That's our goal. We want to get more children to come with us. We could turn it around if we all stick together. If we all stick together, and then like I said, the 9-year-old we had, the program I think is from 13 to 18 or something, Britton program, he's 9. He didn't want to play football. He said, I want to go to the colleges and I want to go on the trips. I want to go, you know, to mentoring. That's what I want to do. I don't want to play football no more because I know what I can do. And he's the kind of kid that once he accomplished something, he doesn't want to do it anymore because he know he can do it. He said, now I need to talk to my friends about this. Nana, that's what I'm going to do. So that's going to be good. The other ones, we had the 9-year-old. We had I think he's 14, and the 16-year-olds. And they were good. When we went on the other trip and went to Selma, Alabama, we had 9 or 10 youth with us, which is good. And just another thing, to walk that bridge. You know, we walked over that bridge. Oh, my goodness. And the people were stopping, looking, and blowing the horn for us. Even the white people, that's what they were doing. You know, so we walked over that bridge, and that was amazing, too. Miss Rebecca, I don't know Miss Rebecca's last name. She's the white lady, I'll put it that way. Richie. She went with us. She was the only one. And you know what? Nobody treated her different. You know, we didn't, because we like Miss Rebecca. Nobody treated her different. She cried the whole time because she didn't, you know, she said, I've never seen anything like this. And if we can get more white and black, you know, to go on that trip, and we can come back to Goldsboro and share some of this stuff with Goldsboro and all come together. God come back, when Jesus, God come back, all this is not going to exist. So, you know, we need to start doing what thus says the Bible now, you know, because he's not going to have that separation in his kingdom.
Shared with others, this recording has two purposes. One is the stories will help inform the design and development of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is we're going to use snippets of the stories,
yeah,
and make them available so that our vision is when the quilt is on display, there'll be a QR code. Mm-hmm. That QR code will take folks to the website and they can hear some of the stories,
okay,
and experiences that have been shared.
Okay.
So thank you.
And I thank you too for interviewing us. I'm sure if there's a lot more here, they would come and tell their story.
Well,
we were all over the place.
If you do find someone who wants to come and share, okay, we will make accommodations.
Okay.
Nico here works with the marketing and communication department.
Okay.
And he will make himself available,
okay,
along with us. They can always reach out to me with the Osborne.
Oh, okay. That's great. All right. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's all good. Right.
So thank you very
because
much.
Because we're here.